the 2 o'clock docket. I will ask for everyone's patience as I work through them. Let me start first with the remaining objections that are filed in case number 18-60018, Garden Oaks Maintenance Organization. Mr. Patterson, do you wish to go ahead and make an appearance?
Yes, Your Honor. Johnny Patterson on behalf of the trustee.
All right, I know we have a number of objections. If I could, for those parties who are represented as well as those who aren't, when we get to your particular objection, if you would, at that point, then please state your name and who you represent. If you're just here without a lawyer, just tell me that you're representing yourself. All right, Mr. Patterson, I've tried to work my way through the ones that were very clear to me as to what needed to be done. Some of the others I didn't really understand, and so I'm hoping that you're going to make this easy for me and tell me what I missed.
All right, Your Honor, I'll try it. I apologize as I walked in. I forgot to grab my coat. It's hanging on my door.
Quite all right.
I apologize. I'm not going to address the orders that the court has signed. We got those. So the first one will be the trustee's objection to saying number 296, docket number 229.
Yes, sir.
There was a response that was filed today.
I read it. I didn't. I just didn't understand it. Do you know what the issues are?
I do, Your Honor. Okay. The last filed a claim. She was an agent for the sale of this house and gave up a portion of her commission in order to pay the transfer fee, and she is claiming a right to a return of that fee.
I got it. Ms. Lucker, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, Judge Jones.
All right, thank you. Good morning. Is Mr. Patterson's characterization of the issue correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then let me ask, it seems to me, just given the fact that you obviously you've been quite busy, or just trying to get home. My thought was I would just give you a new date so you can get better prepared for this. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I do appreciate that.
How long would you need to get ready?
A
couple of weeks. Okay. Have you got your calendar there?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's What about 11 o'clock on February the 10th?
11 o'clock on February the 10th.
Yes.
That worked very well. Thank you.
Mr. Patterson, would that work for you?
What time, Your Honor? 11?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's fine.
All right. Then we'll continue. We'll continue the objection to Ms. Luck's proof of claim to a final evidentiary hearing on February the 10th, 2021 at 11 o'clock.
Okay, also, Judge Jones, I'm still in Australia, so I'll be calling in via the phone.
That's fine. Let me ask you, do you have access to, I'm assuming that you do, have access to the internet there?
I do.
So you should be able to pop up on the GoToMeeting video if you've got a computer?
Yes, I have that information, yeah.
Okay, then that'll be just fine. Stay safe, and I'll see you on February the 10th.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Patterson.
Bye.
Thank you. 2:30.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
2:30.
2:30.
That's the next one that I have. Or if you want to go in a different order, fine by me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just pulled out the orders, Ben, so.
Okay. Then
let me go through.
Tell me what's next on your stack, and I can react.
All right. Yeah, 2:30, Your Honor.
All right.
I'm sorry. You are exactly correct. You signed an order allowing them to amend their claim. Same, I would give them time to amend and then respond, and we can set it at their convenience.
So, Mr. Singh, first of all, do you want to go ahead and make your appearance?
Sure. Brendan Singh on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Chang, and I believe Mr. Chang is on the phone.
All right, terrific. So, Mr. Singh, I changed your order just simply because there wasn't an amended proof of claim, so I just changed it that said you will file one, not that the one attached is deemed filed. I didn't try and pick a schedule because I don't know what changes at the end of the day you're going to make and what Mr. Patterson needs to do. So let me ask, how long do you need to file your amendment?
In fact, I think we're probably going to have it here in about another 10 minutes. I just saw the order that you signed,
okay.
So we'll have it filed today.
All right. And Mr. Patterson, to the extent that you need to amend your objection, how long would you like to do that?
I could have till mid to late next week, Your Honor.
Sure. So, so you'll file any response by February the 5th. And let me ask, how long do we think that the hearing will last?
Your Honor, my thought is about 30 minutes. It's going to be legal arguments. We believe that, I haven't seen the amendment, but the state court pleadings are, we believe, kind of foreclosed under the basis you might have.
Are we down to the attorney's fees or still the claim in its entirety?
So, Your Honor, the amended claim is going to remove the attorney fees. We're not going to fight on that. It's just going to be the $3,900 of the transfer fee. And I think the amendment is going to change it to sort of what we've changed the other claims to as sort of a mutual mistake. For that part of the transfer.
So, Mr. Patterson, so if it's going to go to the actual amount paid, is the trustee going to still object?
I'll speak with the trustee, but I believe that he's foreclosed from prior litigation, and it wasn't awarded there, so that will be the basis.
I got it. Gentlemen, how about the 22nd? That'd be enough time?
Yes.
Mr. Patterson?
February 22nd is for me, Your Honor.
All right, so can we say February 22nd at 9 o'clock?
That works.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. And just for the record, what I'm going to put on, Mr. Singh, I know you said you're going to do it today. You're going to file your amendment consistent with the order by tomorrow, January the 26th. Mr. Patterson's going to file any amended objection by February the 5th. We'll have an evidentiary hearing February 22nd at 9 o'clock.
That works. Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Patterson, what's next?
I think it's going to be docket 233.
Yes, sir.
That was too fast. Your Honor, I'm going to ask the court to reset this. I did talk with, and I apologize, Mr. Gardner.
Okay.
Golden Properties filed two claims. However, my mistake was 125 was disallowed. I thought it was allowed.
Okay.
So 447 is, it hasn't been allowed, but it hasn't been objected to. So I need to talk to him, and I think that maybe okay if we could just set this for a final hearing. It was objected to as a duplicate claim. And so I think we can probably resolve it. And that was my mistake, and I apologize.
No, fair enough. Let's do this. Then I'll continue this one to a final evidentiary hearing February the 22nd at 9:30. If you get it worked out, you can upload an agreed order, and I'll just take it off the docket. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And then we have, 237, which is Mr. Martinez.
Yes, Your Honor, there was a response filed, and the response is at 231. I've talked to Mr. Martinez. There are two claims on the docket
right.
that they have filed. They attempted to amend their claim at 290 with 451.
Right.
290 was allowed by prior order of the court, and so we've objected to 451. I think that he is concerned about having a claim disallowed, and so.
Right. Mr. Martinez, first of all, can you hear me? All right. Thank you. Let me make this suggestion. And I know that you don't do this every day, and so you're naturally a little worried, and that's a good thing to be. If I look at the record, it makes no sense to me why 451 was filed, and I'm just giving you a lawyer's perspective. Let me propose this so that Mr. Patterson and Mr. Williams have a job to do for me, and that's to clean up the docket before they can complete their administration. What if there was an agreed order that referenced both claims that simply says that you and your wife will have a single claim in the amount of X? Would that satisfy any concern that you have?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Patterson, can I ask you just to do a very simple order, reference both proofs of claim, just say that the Martinez family is allowed to say single claim in the amount of X, have Mr. Martinez sign it, you sign it on behalf of the trustee, upload it, and I'll sign it, get it on the docket, and that should resolve that. Mr. Martinez?
Yeah, I might be overly cautious. It's just about my wife's name as well. The original schedule had her maiden name, and we just want to make sure that it's Diego and Rebecca Martinez.
Sure.
In all future.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Patterson, think you can get that done, get that circulated, and back to me, say, within 2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. So, Mr. Martinez, let me ask Mr. Patterson, do you know how to communicate with Mr. Martinez by email?
I'm sure he'll give me his email, I'll call him and get it, and we'll take care of it here.
Yeah, let's do that offline so it doesn't get broadcasted publicly. So, Mr. Martinez, Mr. Patterson's going to prepare something really simple. I want you to look at it, and if you agree with it, both you and your wife sign it, and Mr. Patterson will take care of getting it back and filing it with me, and then I'll sign it and get it on the docket, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Patterson, I think I got the rest of them, did I not?
Yes, you did, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. Anything else we need to talk about?
The only thing, we're winding it down. We filed a motion to dismiss in the adversary proceeding. It was just filed. I'm sure it hasn't popped up for you yet. But that's pending, that's going to get cleaned up, and this, I think these last few are going to clean up the the claim, and then I think we can wind this thing up.
All right, terrific. Thank you very much. If there's nothing else, then thank you for appearing, and you all are excused.
Thank you.